Hi, baby. Is that your cock up against my ass again? I can feel it through your pants. You really are very excited, aren't you? Well, you did so well with Locktober. I mean, I thought we should cry No Nut November, too. And you've been being such a good boy for me. I mean, how long has it been since you've come? Weeks? Yeah, I know. You must be really desperate, I know you are. Every time I see your cock, it's leaking right away. In fact, I bet if I unbuttoned your pants right now, it would be leaky. You'd be leaking all over your underpants for me, wouldn't you? I know. But you've been such a good boy, and your lessons have been going so well. I think by the time that we're done, you're really going to be a very good lover. Nice and patient. I'm going to be able to use you for as long as I want. And isn't that the goal? To make me happy? Isn't that really what you want? To be a good boy, a good, obedient boy, and make your mistress happy? I know. So why don't you unbutton your pants now, and we'll practice a little bit more. I know, it's hard, isn't it? You're so frustrated, you don't think you can take any more. But I think you can. Can't you take a little for me? Just 10 strokes. Just 10 strokes of your cock. I know, but I'll be gentle, baby. I will. I'll be so gentle with your cock. I know your balls are achy and tender. Don't worry, I won't hurt them. I'll be very sweet with you. I just want to keep you nice and denied and edged and teased for me. And isn't that what you want? Good boy. So take down those pants. Very nice. And take down your underpants. Oh, I see a spot on them already. So cute. See how desperate you get? This is why you need this so much. You just can't control yourself. Good boy. Such a pretty cock. I'm just going to put some oil on my hands to get them nice and slippery. And then we're going to start. Okay? And if you think that you're going to come, you just have to control yourself. All right? You can do it. Good boy. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hands off your cock. That's right. No hands on your cock. Good boy, you took that so well. Your cock is twitching for me a little bit, isn't it? I know, you're breathing even harder. But you're being so good. Do you think we can keep going? I want you to get really close for me. Can you get really nice and close for me? Let's try 10 more. This time, I want you to imagine me fucking you. I want you to imagine lying on the bed with me on top of you and me fucking you. But remember, you can't come, okay? You're not allowed to come. So this is practice, imagining that I'm fucking you while I stroke your cock and you're a good boy who knows how to wait and knows how to let me use your cock. That's right, good boy. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Oh, that was close, wasn't it? Yeah, you're really twitching now. It looks like your cock is throbbing. I bet you were really thinking about what it would be like if I was on top of you, fucking you, and letting your cock slide slowly in and out of my pussy. I would be so nice to you, so very patient. Every time you got too close, I would tell you, shh, it's okay, I can wait, and just whisper in your ear until you calm down, and then we would start again. Yeah, that's my favorite, to see you desperate and aching and wanting, to hear you whimper. Can you whimper for me a little bit? Come on, baby, whimper for me, beg me. Tell me how much you wish that I would let you come. I love to hear it. Oh, good boy. But that doesn't mean I'm actually going to let you come. No. Remember, we have to keep practicing your lessons. Eventually, I won't even have to tell you at all, because you'll be so good that I can fuck you for as long as I want, and you'll just stay nice and hard for me and on the edge the entire time. Won't that feel good, being right on the edge while I clamp my pussy down on your cock and squeeze it around you and listen to you moan and whimper? But you'll know that you can't come, and your body will be so conditioned by that point that it won't, right? You'll just be so good. You'll be such a good boy for me, who knows that it's my cock, not his. It's my cock, and I get to fuck it the way that I want to, right? That's right. Good boy. We're going to do one more edging session. This time we're going to do 20. And I really want you to think about me on top of you, fucking you nice and slowly, and what a good boy you'll be, and how soon I won't even need to remind you. Every time you get too close, you'll just go inside and you'll remember that it isn't your cock, and you don't get the choice, and you're just there to lie there and get fucked by me. That's right. So I want you to stroke your cock, thinking about that, thinking about me on top of you, gripping your cock with my pussy. Are you ready? I know, it's going to be hard, but I think you can do it. 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, don't forget to whimper for me, baby. 14, 13, 12, 11, 10. Who's my slutty, eager boy? Is it you? Are you my slutty, eager boy, waiting for me and being a good boy? Yes, I know. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, only 5 more, and then you're done for the day, and then I get to think about you desperate and wanting. 4, 3, 2, 1, is your cock nice and thick and hard now? Is it pulsing? Do you wish that you were able to come inside my pretty, wet, hot, tight pussy? But you don't get to decide, do you? Because it's not your cock, it's mine. You're getting so good at this with all of our lessons, baby. I think if we just keep this up for a few more weeks, you're really going to show a marked improvement.